This is VOA News. I'm Michael Brown. India's Prime Minister was honored at the White House Thursday night with a state dinner. Earlier, during his rare state visit at the White House, he did something even more rare. The AP's Washington correspondent Sagar Magani reports.
Told her two questioners.
While it's common for President Biden to face reporters, it's not for Narendra Modi, who in 9 years leading the world's biggest democracy has never held a solo news conference while presiding over a steady drop in Indian press freedom. The Eastroom news conference was more limited than the usual ones with visiting leaders. Just one reporter per country was allowed to ask a question, and a source says even that was hard to arrange with Modi. He was asked about human rights concerns in India amid drops in political, religious, and press freedom, and responded through an interpreter that democracy runs through India's veins.
There's absolutely no space for discrimination.
Sagar Magani, Washington.
At Thursday's news conference, President Biden was asked about his comments earlier this week, in which he caught off camera at a fundraiser. He referred to Chinese leader Xi Jinping a dictator. China registered a formal protest about the remark, but Thursday Biden said he did not think the remark was a setback for the U.S.-China relationship, but he also indicated he was not sorry what he said.
It's just not something I'm going to change very much. But the Secretary Blinken had a great trip to China. I expect to be meeting with President Xi sometime in the future, in the near term, and I don't think it's had any real consequence.
U.S. President Joe Biden. For more news, please join us at our website, voanews.com. This is VOA News. The family of the British-Pakistani father and son who were among the five people who died in the Titanic tourist submersible expressed profound grief at their loss Friday. The AP's Lisa Dwyer reports on the tragic ending of the journey to view the Titanic with the assistance of WCVB.
The sliver of hope that remained for finding the five men alive on the Titan submersible was wiped away early Thursday when the Titan's 96-hour supply of oxygen was expected to run out. And the Coast Guard announced that debris had been found roughly 1,600 feet from the Titanic. Rear Admiral John Mauger.
The debris is consistent with a catastrophic implosion of the vessel.
Now, condolences to the families.
I can only imagine what this has been like for them, and I hope that this discovery provides some solace during this difficult time.
I'm Lisa Dwyer.
Moscow court ruled Thursday Wall Street Journal reporter Evan Gershkovich must remain in jail on espionage charges until at least late August. U.S. Ambassador to Russia Lynn Tracy told reporters outside the Russian courthouse in Russia, Gershkovich is an innocent journalist who was doing his job and wrongfully detained by Russian authorities. Tracy also says she has been denied access to Gershkovich. Europe and Central Asian coordinator for the Committee to Protect Journalists, Golnoza, said on VOA's Flashpoint, Ukraine had this reaction.
DPJ strongly condemns today's decision. We are disappointed but not surprised, because this case is a political case and the solution lies with political leadership of Russia rather than the judiciary. Evan's legal team has been doing everything they could to get him out of the detention center where he's been held since late March, but it was clear that his appeal would be rejected, especially because of the seriousness of the charges.
16 people have been killed in two attacks in the north central Nigeria area, in a region struggling with intercommunal violence. According to the army, clashes between the nomadic herders and farming communities often flare in Plateau State, which sits in the dividing line between the Muslim north and Nigeria's predominantly Christian south. The Plateau's crisis is one of the many security challenges facing President Bola Tinubu, who took the helm of Africa's most populous nation at the end of May. For more news, please join us at voanews.com. I'm Michael Brown, VOA News.